And as promised, I have in studio guest Judy Nymack. Thank you so much for coming down from Boulder. I know it was an adventure because, you know, you're not overly familiar with this area of the Front Range. And I believe this may be your first time coming to Denver.
That's true. Hey, I mean, I flew in here a few times, but I've never actually driven here.
It was
doable. I just got a little panicked on the way, so I'm a bit late, but happy to be here.
No, you're not late at all. We got plenty of time.
Great.
We're so looking forward to your performance this Saturday because it's a rare event that you come to sing along what we call the Front Range, you know, Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins. Have you performed here in the past?
Never.
Oh, this is your maiden voyage.
Exactly. I mean, I did sit in with some people at the Boulderado last Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And I sat in at the Full Cycle with Brad Good and Nico.
Right. Wow.
Their band, Eric Gunnison. So that was great.
Wow. Interesting. So, hey, well, this is great because you're headlining this one on Saturday. And then you'll embark on other adventures, and you're coming back in January play with the Harry Drapkin Quartet as well.
That's going to be so much fun. We're busy preparing this whole Charles Mingus program.
Right, because that's going to be a tribute to Charles Mingus. And on one of your albums, you have a kind of like a tribute to Mingus along with Monk and his Mal Waldron.
Right.
And you always seem to be accompanied by great artists, you know, that you have been made recordings with Kenny Barron and many other greats over the years. And it's wonderful. And
I have good taste, huh?
Yes, I'm sure you do. Yes, it's obvious in your music. You're a great, you know, enunciation of the lyrics is outstanding. Sometimes it's lost by singers, and you're also a great improviser.
Thank you.
You know, and you have really made an impact in the world ever since you left your hometown of Pasadena, where I lived for 26 years.
We did maybe cross paths, huh?
Hey, I was there from 1963 until 1989.
Okay.
Those were my 26 years. My ex-wife, my daughter, and granddaughter still live in the Pasadena area. I go back frequently. And I was very happy to be there once I got over the culture shock because I arrived there as a preteen coming in from the Bronx, New York.
So, and that's where I live now.
Really?
In New York. I have two places, one in Berlin and one in the Bronx.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
I moved in 78 from Pasadena,
right,
where I was born, to the Bronx.
Interesting.
And that was the biggest culture shock out of any of the moves I've had. First was to Brussels and to Berlin, but the Pasadena Bronx was the biggest.
Isn't that something? And I had it in reverse of you, you know? How interesting that is. Wow. What a lot of connections here because you also went to Pasadena City College.
Yeah, for 2 years.
PCC. I didn't quite make it complete 2 years. I went one year and one semester. And I got to make that second semester up so I can get my AA. Although I was taking business administration and I got into broadcasting, but hey, I might flip the script one day just to say, hey, I got my AA.
Right. When you retire, like in 10 years.
Well, it's not 20. That far away, believe it or not. And I'm going to retire a place that you spent many, many years in, the Basque country of northern Spain, in the city of San Sebastian.
That's where you're going to retire?
Well, I'm retiring in Bilbao.
Great.
Which is an hour away, as you've probably been there in all the years
many
you
times.
Were
there.
And that's because that's where my father is from. And I like Bilbao because it's kind of like a mini New York.
Yeah.
It has the Guggenheim, and it has so many more things going on year-round, whereas Donosti or San Sebastian is kind of a resort town. And during the spring and summer, wow, they have one of the best jazz festivals in the world. And I'm surprised you never played there.
Yeah, funny, because when you start teaching at the conservatory in a city, it's hard to then be seen as a exotic performer. But I was commuting from Berlin for 13 years, flying down to Donosti to teach and start a whole generation of jazz vocalists. So they have spread out and the programs have increased and it was great.
And you know, it goes without saying that San Sebastian or Donostia in the Basque language of Euskera, it's a world-class foodie city.
It, totally.
You know, you go to Old Town and it's just what are called pinchos in the Basque country, which other places in Spain refer to as tapas. But pinchos is the way to go in northern Spain.
And that city is it's really my favorite city in the world. And I enjoyed my time there so much. I was teaching like 10 hours a day two days, then 6 hours, then fly back to Berlin and teach two, like 10-hour days, like every 2 weeks. So I was a mad teacher. But we were in the castle overlooking the La Concha.
Oh, right, the beach.
Yeah, they put the whole jazz department up there. And I became fascinated by Chillida, Eduardo Chillida's sculptures, one of the most important sculptors of Spain, whose last sculpture is in front of the Chancellor's office in Berlin.
Wow.
So there was all that.
A connection.
I made a whole musical piece with a dancer and films of the Peine de los Vientos. Am I saying it right?
The Comb of the Wind. Yeah. Yes. It's one of my favorite spots. No matter how many times I go, I always must go to the wind combs. Yes. So much there. And obviously, were you flying in and out of through the Bilbao airport, right?
Exactly.
And then it's about an hour and 15 minutes to San Sebastian.
And a beautiful trip. It's so lush and green.
Right.
That's one of the most beautiful parts of the world.
Oh, there's no question about it. And the summertime is great. It's daylight till about 10:30.
Like Berlin, it's daylight.
Oh, Berlin too. Oh, yeah.
Till like 11.
Because it's a northern latitude. Interesting.
It's just now that it's very, very dark.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about Saturday at the Full Cycle Cafe and Bar. It's on 30th Street in Boulder. It's in that big shopping center where that huge Whole Foods market is located at. And you'll be performing again. Victor Mestiz Perez, an amazing pianist. Mark Simon on bass. He played bass for Carmen McRae.
Uh-huh.
He was with Eric Gunnison and behind Carmen McRae. Jill Fredrickson, a fine, fine drummer. And Steve Kowalczyk on guitar. He's from UNC Greeley, and he's part of the now revised Clayton Hamilton Big Band. So you're in good company. Have you had a chance to rehearse, or you've been exchanging music sheets, or how was this going to go?
I was so optimistic about getting a rehearsal, but they're all too busy. They're all like, "Well, we're working in all these universities, and we have gigs every night." But Steve's coming over, and we're going to run everything.
Oh, well, that's a good
and
source.
And he studied with the guitarist on my most recent CD, Peter Bernstein, and he was just like thrilled to do that music. So I sent everybody the PDF. Yes, and we have a brief sound check, and it's going to be great. You know, we can all jump and sit in with people. So,
Of course.
But I did send them all sheets. So
okay,
we're doing a lot of autumn songs. You know, Autumn Nocturne, Early Autumn, Autumn in New York. Because they're great songs. You know,
absolutely.
And then I'm throwing in a few of mine. One of them I wrote actually looking out on the beach in San Sebastian.
Mm.
It's called "Water Off a Stray Dog."
Wow.
So we have a varied program.
Okay. What I'm going to do, we're going to go here and get a piece of music in by you, another one. And let's see what I have selected while we do this ticket giveaway. And then we'll come back for final thoughts with Judy. And let's see here. Oh, I know you had asked to play Talking About It, if I'm not mistaken.
Talk a While.
Yeah, Talk a While. Here it is right now. So let's do this right now. My in-studio guest, Talk a While, and this is from the New York Stories recording, and it's here on Kuvo Jazz. Oh, by the way, if you would like to go and see Judy and the Victor Mestiz Quartet, please what you need to do is you text us. That's 303-291-0666. You need to put your email, your daytime phone number, and your full name to be qualified.